Nolte, Why Do We Refuse to Protect Our Schools? By John Nolte on May 25, 2022. Evil has discovered a fast and easy way to become famous: shoot up a school. Better yet, shoot up an elementary school. We've known this going all the way back to Columbine. Worse still, we've known the pattern since Columbine. Evil shoots up a school. A corporate media desperate for blood, ratings, and furthering its fascist agenda makes evil the center of the world for as long as the media can milk it. This obviously gives other evils ideas. And here we go again. We live in a free country. A country where we have wisely decided that all the downside, and there are real barrows of downside, that accompany free speech and a free press is worth the upside. Okay, fine. There's nothing we can do about a craven media that exploits and pimps evil in a way that encourages more evil. So what's the alternative? Protect our schools. That's the alternative. Duh. This isn't hard. This isn't difficult. And I do get that it's not ideal. There were no security guards where I went to school, much less armed security guards. There were all kinds of exits and windows where I went to school. The whole place was wide open, which was very helpful for skipping class. As I look back now, that was a nice and normal way to grow up, the way it should be. But it's no longer 1982. The world has changed. In their zeal to disarm us, the media have deliberately made superstars of mass shooters, which begets more mass shooters, which means we must protect our schools. Gun-free school zones? That's a real thing. Are you kidding me? Why not just put up a sign that says kill all you want? No one will stop you here. Lunacy. Those of you who believe in gun-free zones, I dare you to put your money where your mouth is. I dare you to put a sign outside your home that says the owner is unarmed. Like I said, lunacy. Not to sound glib, but protecting a school is easy. First, you control the number of exits and entrances. Next, you station armed men at those exits and entrances. Finally, you alarm the fire doors. Other things need to be done, but you get the idea. Do innocent children not deserve the same protection offered to politicians and courthouses, and CNN staffers? I think so. And the money's there. America's public schools are lousy with money. Look at all the money the teachers' union funneled to the same Democrats who exploit these school shootings to disarm us, and do so as they work from the same secured buildings, and behind armed guards they refuse to give our kids. Why do Democrats refuse to protect our kids? Because if the school shootings stop, Democrats will lose the best piece of emotional blackmail they have to disarm us. Duh. Think about it, Democrats won't protect us, but they want to disarm us. Lunacy. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Maybe instead of funneling all that taxpayer graft to Democrats, the teachers' unions could use those tens of millions to pay for school security? Just an idea. If the schools need more money to fortify, they have it. It's there. We need to protect our kids. We know we need to protect our kids. We know how to protect our kids. But we won't. Even though we know it will happen again. Why?